Windows Server 2008 R2 5-Minute Concept Series. In this screencast, we're going to be, it's going to be basically an introduction to the Parallel Patterns Library, which is part of the concurrency runtime. Okay, so just to give you a brief overview of why multi-core programming is important, it's becoming a requirement in terms of applications that want to perform faster and faster every time. Now, as far as, say, multi-core goes, it is multi-core computers are pretty much parallel computers, and anybody who's ever worked with a parallel program in the past, either with threads or by working, for example, with high-performance computing applications, can tell you that it is not an easy task. It is quite hard, and not everybody is acquainted with it. So if you have a team of developers, chances are that very few of them will know how to work with threads and how to synchronize things in order to avoid problems. Also, when you parallelize code, you're potentially introducing lots of concurrency bugs in your application. So you need to be aware of those, and you want to make sure that, the goal is to develop and to turn your sequential application into a serial one in the shortest time if possible. So the motivation behind this as well is the fact that the term that's used is no more free lunch, to refer that in the past programmers can rely on a new generation of processors in order to make their applications become faster and faster. But due to heating problems with the processors, this is no longer the case. So instead of putting faster clock speeds into the processors, now processor manufacturers are putting more cores into the processors. Now, this does not mean that you as a developer can just sit back and relax and watch your application just magically perform faster and faster with more cores. You need to change your application's programming so that it will be now that will work in executing in parallel and will take advantage of the multiple cores that are available. Also, you want to what your major goal would be is so to write a scalable application, so you do not need to worry whether your application is running on a 1, 2, 4, 8, or 32 core system. You would want your application to take advantage of the cores that are available to scale correctly. In this slide, you can see how Visual Studio 2008 includes a stack for allowing you to write programs that will execute in parallel and the tools that you will need or you can make use of to make sure that you write the best applications possible. The purple squares on the left side, they represent the different tools, for example, the debugger to make sure that you catch all the concurrency bugs easily. And you also have the profiler to make sure that your application executes in the best way possible. Make sure you squeeze out the last drop of performance from your application. You also have different programming models, and in the orange side, right close to the middle, is where you have the programming models and the concurrency runtime for managed libraries, which is not going to be the focus of this screencast, but rather the green ones on the right hand side, where you have the data structures that are used to write parallel code, the parallel pattern library, and the agents library, which are two different approaches that you can use to write parallel code. And on the bottom, where you have the runtime, you have the task scheduler and the resource manager, which, amongst other things, they will take care of managing the resource allocation of the requested resources. In this case, the resources being the different cores that are being asked for an application when it needs to execute. So in this case, we're going to be talking about the parallel pattern library and what it offers, which is going to be, it's going to be oftentimes what most developers will use to easily parallelize their code. The Parallel Pattern Library, or the PPL for short, it provides a programming model that resembles, was very close to what the standard template library is. There's different task execution patterns that are very similar to the CRT, to the standard template library, such as the parallel invoke, the parallel for, that is resembling to the for loop, and the parallel for each, which is the same thing as the sequential for each. So to show you how easily you can go ahead and use this, here you have a code snippet that is just reading, just traversing and using a for each loop from the beginning to the end of the array, and it's using the features from C++ OX over there, the lambda, to capture with the ampersand, same say bracketed sign, it's pretty much capturing the stack and it's sending it in as parameters to the function, which in this case is just going to print something. So in this case what you're seeing is the sequential version, and in order to make this parallel with the concurrency runtime and the PPL, what you need to do is just add underscore parallel, as you see at the declaration of the for each. And that's all there is to it. Of course, there's more in terms of finding out if you have any data race issues or so on, but in essence, that's how you would go ahead and parallelize something, which otherwise would take you a lot more work if you're working with threads directly. So I'm just going to stop the presentation and switch over to Visual Studio, where we have a code that is going to show you some of the samples, or to show you how to use the patterns pattern library using some of the execution patterns. So let's go through the code to understand what it does. The code is a prime finder. It's going to find the number of primes between starting from 1 until the value of here that we have defined as count. It's going to keep track of the number of primes that it found using the total primes variable right here. And it's going to use start end as just to keep track of the time that it takes from start to finish. So the whole processing happens in this function right here, in this for loop. And for 1 until count is going to use the isPrime function, and it's going to increment the total number of primes. So very straightforward. Over here is the implementation of isPrime at the bottom. And it's not the most efficient one, but for the sake of the demo, it should do. So what I'm just going to be doing is running the code real quick and let it run to see how much it takes. Special interest is the task manager, where you can see that the utilization of the four cores in this particular example is not the best, in the sense that all of them are working pretty much at their own pace and nothing is really being done in parallel. So it took 18 seconds in this example to run it. So let's go ahead and turn this into a parallel version. So what I'm going to be doing is commenting out this for loop, and then we're going to write the for loop that it's going to be using to run this in parallel. Before we do this, let's go ahead and include the header for the patterns pattern library, which is going to be include ppl.h. And just to make things easier for us to write, I'm just going to be including the namespace concurrency. Once we have done this, we can go ahead and write the for loop, which is going to be using a parallel for, which takes in the initial value, the ending value, the increment, and as the fourth parameter we're going to be doing is using the C++ OX lambda notation and passing the stack by reference, specifying a parameter of type int, and then we can just close in the function as part of the parallel for as a parameter. So I'm just going to compile this, and I'm going to run it again using the debug. So while we're doing this, I'm just going to bring up the task manager, and you should see all four cores running at once. But one thing that you might not see is the fact that the value for the prime numbers is completely off. So in this case, it's going to give us 661,454. I'm just going to run this again. And once again, the cores are all executing at the same time, which is good. And now it's going to give us 661,328. So at this point, we've built an application that executes a lot faster than before, but it also gives us the wrong result a lot faster. So what's going on here? If you look at this instruction right here, the total number of primes, the plus plus, what it does is three things when each thread reaches this point. It reads the value of total primes, it increments it, and then it writes it back so the value in memory is modified. But what happens if, for example, you have a thread coming in, it reads the value, it modifies it, and at the same time, while this is happening, a second thread comes in, reads the value, the first thread writes the value back to memory, but the second thread read the old value, so it's going to increment and it's going to write it back, overwriting the value that the first thread wrote. So, and that's the reason why you're having these kinds of problems. You're seeing that that the values for the threads are being overwritten when another one is going after it reads it and so on. So what we need to do is make sure that the operation for incrementing the total number of primes is atomic, in the sense that so that we won't see these types of problems. Okay, so in order to do this, what we're going to be doing is using the interlocked increment function. Increment. And this function is a synchronization function that increments the past value as an atomic operation. Okay, so let me compile this. And it worked. So now I'm just going to rerun it as we did last time, start with a debugging. And it should take, well, the cores you're going to see here are running simultaneously, so the program is running in parallel. And we're now getting 664,579, which is the right value. So I'm just going to run that once again to make sure everything's fine. And once again, you can see the cores executing in parallel. And we did get the value 664,579. So this was just a quick example to show you how easy it is to write your code in parallel using the Parallels Patterns library. All it took was change the parallel, the for loop into a parallel for, using the C++ OX lambda notation to send in the function, and then making sure that the value that we were incrementing was not being modified by different threads while another one was reading it, while another one was writing it. So make sure you pay close attention to that. Parallelizing your code is just not changing something from a for to a parallel for, but also making sure that the correctness of the program remains the same. Okay, stay tuned for other screencasts on the concurrency runtime, and we'll be seeing you around next time. Thanks for watching.